Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
By 1739, revival fires were erupting in London, England. On June 17th, John Wesley preached in a field in the morning to about 10,000 people, and in the evening on Kennington Common to about 15,000. Charles Wesley preached twice in the prison. George Whitefield preached on Blackheath Common to about 20,000 people. By 1741, Lady Huntington had thrown in with the Methodists, though it cost her considerably. The term Methodist was used as an insult. The higher echelons of society regarded Whitefield, the Wesleys, and their followers with contempt. The vicar of Dewsbury, Yorkshire, stated that the contagion of Methodism was pretty much confined to the dregs and refuse of the people, the weak, the unsteady mob. Lady Huntington, on the other hand, regarded her association with the Methodists an honor. She often began her letters to John Wesley, "My very much beloved friend in the Lord." Upon her conversion to Christ, Lady Huntington immediately got busy spreading the good news. She visited her servants and employees. If they were physically sick, she was there with remedies. Her coachman, David Taylor, was converted, and she sent him out to hold house meetings. He became very successful and began preaching in the fields. She started numerous schools for the poor children of the miners. Lady Huntington was now 35 years old, had 6 children, and the responsibility of the financial oversight of the vast estate.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.